KSL News Time, now 7:39. Time again for traffic and weather together. Triple team traffic of what Heather can see anyway through that fog.
Right, and we are starting to see the fog move down towards Stansbury Park out in Tooele County, and so that could start slowing down your drive out there. Right now, the worst of it is still on the 201 freeway and also I-80 West near the airport. That has the thickest fog that I can see, but this patchy fog shifts and it moves. So whether you're on I-15 or the east side belt or your city streets, you could run into some very reduced visibility. Eric?
Most parts of Utah County, at least as far as the I-15 stretch is concerned, it's pretty free from any kind of foggy conditions, although all morning long we've had a little bit more in the Pleasant Grove area as you go by Pleasant Grove Boulevard up to 500 East. At any rate, you've got good travel times this morning. Just be careful. Spanish Fork to Point of the Mountain, looking about 25 minutes this morning, Len.
Well, while the fog seems to have lifted for the moment in North Salt Lake, it reappears in Woods Cross, Bountiful, and gets thick in Farmington, Kaysville, and Layton. And also, U.S. 89 is socked in. We have a crash there, southbound U.S. 89, about 1800 south there in Woods Cross. And crews are cleaning up a crash heading into Davis County, northbound I-15 on the right shoulder of Beck Street. And in the Salt Lake area, we've got a crash southbound on the north end of the I-215 West Belt. It is southbound on 700 north on the right side. The Salt Lake Home Show, January 6th through the 8th at the Southtown Expo Center. For more information,